Don't flatter him too sweetly, child. He thinks over much of himself already. He smiled at her. Now, Wolf Girl, if you can put a name to me as well, then I must concede that you are truly a Hand's daughter. Joffrey stiffened beside her. Have a care how you address my betrothed. I can answer, Sansa said quickly, to quell her prince's anger. She smiled at the Green Knight. Your helmet bears golden antlers, my lord. The stag is the sigil of the royal house. King Robert has two brothers. By your extreme youth, you can only be Renly Baratheon, Lord of Storm's End and Counselor to the King, and so I name you. Sir Barristan chuckled. By his extreme youth, he can only be a prancing jackanapes, and so I name him. There was general laughter led by Lord Renly himself. The tension of a few moments ago was gone, and Sansa was beginning to feel comfortable, until Sir Ilyan Payne shouldered two men aside and stood before her, unsmiling. He did not say a word. Lady bared her teeth and began to growl, a low rumble full of menace. But this time Sansa silenced the wolf with a gentle hand to the head. "I'm sorry if I offended you, Sir Ilyan," she said. She waited for an answer, but none came. As the headsman looked at her, his pale, colourless eyes seemed to strip the clothes away from her, and then the skin, leaving her soul naked before him. Still silent, he turned and walked away.